Now, the closest most of us will have got to having any thing about how we move analysed is if you've been brave enough to go to one of those places that sell you posh running trainers and get on one of those treadmills. I definitely have not been brave enough to do that. But the two people joining me in the studio now know quite a lot about the way people move, particularly in the case of Tim, who is here, the way children walk. And this is something that is going from Oxford out to Ethiopia. It's called the Oxford Gait Laboratory, using special motion capture cameras, the same ones that they do use for animated films and computer games, to track patients' movement and help children in Ethiopia. You've both been out to Addis Ababa as well. So I've got Tim Theologis, who's an orthopaedic consultant, specialises in treating children with cerebral palsy, and Julie Stebbins as well, who runs the Oxford Gait Lab, both in the studio with me. Morning to you both. So morning. Tim, what kind of is this a big problem in Ethiopia specifically? I mean, how come you've ended up taking the work out there?
It's not specifically a big problem in Ethiopia. The problem is that in underdeveloped countries, the care for children who have cerebral palsy is not funded and not advanced as much as in the developed countries. So the gait analysis technique is used primarily to study children with cerebral palsy and plan their treatment. So this is a first step towards improving care for children with cerebral palsy in Ethiopia.
And I guess in countries like Ethiopia, walking is something that children are required to do much more than, say, my two small boys are here in the UK.
Absolutely. So, and the care for any disabilities in childhood or adulthood are not as we know them here.
Interesting stuff. And Julie, you've been out to help set up the lab. I mean, how easy is it to pack up this high-tech equipment and fly off to Addis Ababa?
Yeah, so they already had the equipment shipped out there and they had the room specified and it was all ready to go. So when I got out there, my role was to get all the equipment installed in the room and running and ready so that they can use it to analyse gait of children out there.
The challenges of doing that as opposed to doing it in Oxford at the Gait Lab?
Yeah, there are so lots of things that aren't just readily available. So as soon as I opened the box and found some things that weren't there, so we had to make them on the spot.
Wow.
There were lots of different challenges, but the people out there were so helpful and so friendly, and was together with them that we were able to get it up and running in the time I was out there.
Stuff. Now, Tim, this is the first one in Africa outside of South Africa, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
So how important is it to reach into areas like that and take the expertise from somewhere like Oxford and get it out there to other people that need it?
So getting the expertise is one thing. The other thing was that we managed, through our connections with the industry that produces that equipment, to get that equipment for free. So we managed to persuade them to donate this equipment for free to the lab in Addis, and that was what sparked this whole project.
Fantastic.
So I think that we will be trying to transfer expertise from here to there in terms of looking after children. I'm also applying for research funding to study how these children who have never been treated walk and move in general, to compare with the children here who receive all sorts of treatment throughout their growing years.
And so it's already hands-on, you're already helping children out there, is it up and running?
Yes, indeed. So I have been to Addis a couple of times to see how the whole process works, from seeing children in clinic to operating on them and doing the rehabilitation after surgery.
And how are they reacting to it, to being sort of pulled into a room and filmed and tracked? And do they think it's sort of wonderful and weird?
They react like children everywhere. They're quite intrigued by this whole process. They're good fun.
I mean, I guess it's that funny thing that now, you know, my four-year-old, if I sort of said, oh, well, it's the same sort of technology that creates, you know, the dragons in How to Train Your Dragon, all that sort of thing, he'll know what I mean. I mean, that's a bit bonkers, Julie, isn't it? That they sort of already have this slight understanding of something that is so technically advanced.
Yeah, certainly children that we see here in Oxford love seeing themselves with all the dots on, and we can also do some animating, so we show them the animation of them as well. They love seeing that. So that's a big advantage to the technology, is that lots of medical treatment is a bit daunting, but
yeah,
we can show them something that they enjoy to see as part of a lot of the management So, yeah, that's the good side of it.
And just, you know, one of those kind of things that, it can be a scary time, but I guess a joy to be able to actually have excited children in your office as opposed to sad ones.
Yeah. That's the benefit of doing something along this, that part of their treatment is that you get to show them something they can be excited by.
Fantastic. Yeah. And I mean, we totally take for granted, don't we? I mean, I spend a lot of my time, especially with my four-year-old, chasing him and trying to persuade him to stop because my can he move fast, especially when he's in trouble. You just sort of take it for granted that kids run about, don't you?
Yes, indeed. So we have to think of the children who cannot run about and how we can help them to move around better, particularly in a challenging environment like in Ethiopia, where they have to cover distances, where facilities and transport is not as easy as we know it here.
Well, keep up the good work. Any plans for more? I hate to say this when you've literally just opened it in Addis Ababa and you can finally put your feet up for a bit. But
yes, hopefully. So I think that we will try to expand and do more as time goes by.
Good stuff. And Julie, what about your work here in Oxford? I guess that sort of continues alongside the stuff on the other side of the world.
Yeah. So we do both clinical and research work in the Gate Lab in Oxford. So we see patients routinely, plus we're developing things and investigating the best way to help children in particular who can't walk as well as others to be able to walk as well as they can do. So we carry on with that and hope that that will also flow over to the lab in Addis and be able to help them as well.
Fantastic stuff. Great to speak to both of you. Julie and Tim are involved in the Oxford Gate Lab and taking that out to Ethiopia, the first one in Africa outside of South Africa.